Good morning, people of the Most High God. Khadijah here. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. Coming to you live from Grand Central Station. No, just kidding. Coming to you live from my side porch, where I spend most of my day as I observe Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacle, and I'm loving it in the morning, the breeze and the air and the sunshine and the sunrise and birds singing. It's awesome. This is the first year that I've fully observed by temporary dwellings, if I can put it that way. It's found in Leviticus chapter 23. Starting at verse 33, where this is a time that we spend, that we tabernacle with Jehovah. So this morning, you know me, I'm going to bring you my Kit Kat moments. So this morning, as I got up early to catch the sunrise and to hear the birds and nature and all that God has magnificently placed around us, I decided that I needed a few things from the grocery store after Shabbat. And so I went. And I have a question. When did they take work out of the meaning of going to work? And I know when you're wondering why I'm saying that. Well, I went to the grocery store. And you know, there's so many grocery stores now and so many places that it's self-checkout. You spend your money to buy your things and then you check your own self out. And on those rare occasions when you go into a grocery store and they actually check you out and bag your groceries, but they still expect you to place them in the cart. So this morning I was in one of those reflective moods and I did my part. I made sure that my special customer number, so that we could get the possible discounts that are in the store because the prices are already high and higher than we've been paying in a long time. And so I watched the young lady as she bagged my groceries as she checked me out, and she moved them from one counter to the other, reaching across the shopping cart that I had placed there for her to put my items in the shopping cart. And so after I punched my special number in, I went on and I started putting the bags that she was putting across the shopping cart onto another counter. I started putting them in my shopping cart. And it just hit me. And at first I said, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to just do this. But then as I was continuing, because I bought quite a few groceries, I said, I'm actually doing the work. Her part of the job that she is supposed to do. And I made it convenient for her. So as I left a few items on that counter that she reached across, and I paid my bill, and she asked me, was it going to be cash or card? And I paid with Apple Pay. I had to ask. It wasn't rude. I said, so it's not part of your job to put the groceries in the cart anymore? And she looked at me as if I had asked her a question that she either never thought of or couldn't possibly understand that she should have the answer. And she said, well, I don't know. I said, but it is your job to check me out after I go around the store, right? I said, it is your job to bag them. I said, now, it is not my job as the customer to do part of your job because you don't give me part of your paycheck. So yes, it is your job. to put my groceries inside of my shopping cart, especially if my shopping cart is right there and you reached across it to put them on another counter. And she stood there puzzled. And she took such a long while. I went on and put the rest of my groceries into the cart. And as I was walking out the store, it just came to me, when did they take work out of the word work? When we teach our children, we teach them that just like mommy and daddy go to work to provide for you, a shelter over your head, a vehicle for you to ride, and clothes on your back, food on your table, it's work. Now we're not teaching our children how to work. It's no sin to work hard, especially if you're trying to accomplish something. You like your hair done and your nails done and you like fancy clothes. So work means that you give your employer the full 8 hours or however long you're supposed to be there, and you actually do work. Especially in the retail, do you expect the customer to do your job and pay for doing your job? It was just something that I was thinking about. And I left her standing there as the next customer rolled up. And it seemed to me that I had maybe sown a seed, because she seemed to be still pondering the question. Now, you may have thought that that was a simple question, and I did too. But sometimes we don't think about the simple things. So when you're at work, are you giving your employer his just due for the salary that he is paying you? And I know a lot of you say, well, they don't pay me enough. But you agreed to do the job. And you agreed to do the job at the salary that they offered you. And that's how a lot of us handle God. We come fully excited about a living God. And say, for God I live and God I die. And then somewhere down the line, we forget the covenant that we've made. Oh, I didn't sign up for that. But then you should have checked the covenant before you agreed to it, before you took the right hand of fellowship and thought you were covenanting with the pastor at the end of the aisle. No. He's a servant of the Most High God. At least he's supposed to be. And so you made your covenant with God. Check the covenant. Read the fine print. Because just like when you get a credit card and you charge and buy what you want, you know, buy now, pay later, you eventually have to pay. Because that's in the contract. We serve a covenant-keeping, covenant-making God. Know your contract. It's just a thought that I had this morning. As I tabernacled with the Most High God, you have a great, fantastic rest of your week. Shabbat Shalom.